This is Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Aldo Leopold Nature Center in Monona is launching a self-guided tour that aims to help visitors understand how climate change is happening in their own backyard. A group of junior high students took the first tour this week. On this sprawling 21-acre prairie, they stand on a dock, squinting at their smartphones.
All right, what are you guys pulling up?
Cattails.
I got cattails.
Painted turtle.
The tour is called the Digital Docent. The students stop at a signpost and aim their smartphones at a QR code. It's a square, digitally readable symbol. About 20 QR codes line the trail. Up pops information about a particular plant or animal and how climate change is impacting it. Eighth grader Raya Ottenheimer reads from her phone.
It says for the painted turtle, the gender of the offspring is determined by the air temperature around the egg. So then I guess if a planet stays on track for the 3 to 12 degree Fahrenheit increase, wow, that will greatly impact the ecosystems.
Ottenheimer draws a connection, taking a big picture fact she's learned about climate change and applying it to a turtle in Monona. UW-Madison geology major Ethan Heierman spent the summer creating the Digital Docent on a fellowship through the Morgridge Center for Public Service.
People here have a hard time understanding that it happens to species in their backyard. So we built this tour to try to help people bridge that gap and understand that it is happening to the white-tailed deer, it is happening to the tree species here in Madison and in Wisconsin and the Midwest in general.
Heierman's trail entries draw on the latest climate change data and how local species are impacted, but the tour doesn't use scare tactics, according to Brenna Holzhauer. She's exhibits director at Aldo Leopold Nature Center.
It's definitely not a preachy climate change doomsday scenario. It's just kind of talking about these things that are happening around us and just starting to think about the bigger picture and connecting the dots a little bit.
Holzhauer says the digital tour stays true to Aldo Leopold's philosophy that everything's interconnected and it's important to document subtle changes in things like temperature and bloom times. That message has always been on display in the visitor center, but Heierman hopes visitors are receptive to using their smartphones on the trails to deepen their understanding.
Normally people want to be outside, they want to be away from technology, they just want to be by themselves outdoors. It's kind of walking in the dark, bringing it outside and giving people access to it when they might not even like it.
The Nature Center plans to update the digital tour so it stays current with ever-changing climate data. That, Holzhauer says, is an advantage of having the material on the internet. Heierman's summer project was supervised by Professor Jack Williams, who directs the Center for Climatic Research at the University of Wisconsin Nelson Institute. Williams thinks the tour will prompt visitors to question what's happening around them.
You know, the world has always been changing, and that's, you know, species around us have always been able to adapt to these changes. You know, we are now ourselves changing the world around us through the greenhouse gas emissions, but in some larger context, the world is always changing, and to appreciate that we live in this changing, dynamic, beautiful world.
Back on the trail, eighth grader Ethan Mullmans skirts around thorny wildflowers, bending over the path.
Watch out for this. It really hurts.
He stops at a pond that's overtopped its banks.
3 years ago, we had a serious drought and the pond did not exist, and now it's overflowing and taking over the prairie. So the fact that people think it doesn't exist is just silly.
It's observations like this that the Nature Center wants visitors to walk away with, upholding Aldo Leopold's vision